Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
It's the Talkin' Yanks pregame show! Yankees versus D-backs. They played on April 30th, Jake. Now they're playing on July 30th. How about that? 30th. They play on the 30th. Okay. The two-game set that will for sure be overshadowed by the trade deadline.
You think so? You think the Diamondback series, two-game set between two four-game Red Sox series and the trade deadline, you think that's going to get overlooked?
I think these games are going to get overlooked by a lot of things.
Okay. All right, Aziz.
Diamondbacks come in as sellers. Yankees, buyers. Will a move be made?
Ooh, hot takes. Will a move be made between these two teams, Jim?
Well, I think Greinke may be on the bump tomorrow.
Why did people talk like that for years?
The Smoozer still talks like that.
Some people still do, I guess. Yeah. Or will the Diamondbacks be returning with all their players after this trade deadline, Joe?
Yeah. Smoozer's awesome. I like him.
The Schmooze. Be careful, because those Diamondbacks will bite you.
It's a snake joke.
Snake jokes.
Snake joke. Whew, all right. Well, we've got the intro that we planned out done. Let's move on to this game at hand. Actually, I don't care about this game because I just care about the deadline. So it's even tough for me to talk about the game on the pregame show, Jake, but we can do the lineups and whatnot.
Yeah, I'd say Hicks, Judge, Edwin, Voit, Didi, Glaber, Gio, Talkman, Higgy, center field, right field, DH, first base, shortstop, second base, third base, left field, catcher.
There you go. Yeah. So Hicks, Judge, and Talk in the outfield. Fine with that. Infield, Didi. Fine with that. DJ's not playing. DJ said that he tried to talk his way into the lineup today, and it didn't work, but he thinks he's going to be fine going forward. He says that Gardner says that he's going to be good to come off as soon as he can come off. That's good. Higgy behind the dish today. Now, they said Higgy was going to split time, which... we've been saying all season that once September comes, like, Higgy may become the backup catcher over Romine.
Yeah, Romine's been playing really well.
I know, but I still think they're going to split time because just track records and Higgy.
Yeah.
They'd love for Higgy to be the guy next year if he can.
Higgy, yeah. I mean, Romine is a free agent technically, so I think that this is a good chance to maybe find out what Higgy's really got. And you and I kind of like Higgy. You picked him in the homer draft at Fenway. He caught one. I think he does have some nice pop in his bat. A lot of people, again, man, first impressions. You only make them once. Everyone's going to remember Higgy struggling to get that first hit. The part that gets me is that neither of these guys defensively, they can block balls. They might have Gary there, but their arms aren't MLB quality. Is that too rude?
I don't know. You're a rude guy.
I'm a rude guy. Speaking of images I can't get out of my head, I just have that stretch last year where Gary got hurt and teams were just going merry-go-round on the bases around us. But no, I have no problems with Higgy. I have similar expectations between him and Romine.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I have no qualms with Higgy being out there right now.
Good.
Good. Great. Grand. Wonderful.
Yeah, go then.
Go then. Diamondbacks
coming
to town.
Talk about your Diamondbacks a little bit.
All right, Marte. He's leading off, playing right field. He got ejected recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's big news. Peralta.
Wasn't that a case of the pot calling the kettle black?
So many people probably don't get that joke because they don't even know that his name's Ketel Marte. Because I'm going to be honest here. I don't think Yankee fans know a thing about Diamondbacks. Like, vast majority. I follow baseball.
They've got our number this year, man.
2-0.
2-0.
When we had the most injuries we've ever had.
Biggest punt games of the season.
The biggest punt games of the season. CeCe was trying to get 3,000. That's all we cared about. We had won the Angels and Giants series and had a great road trip and just wanted to get the hell out of Dodge. They were bookended by off days. Yeah, Diamondbacks got our number. So, okay, so Ketel Marte is leading off. Peralta's second, batting second, playing third base. Escobar. Yeah,
the positions are wrong, so just go names and I'll get you.
The positions are wrong?
Yes.
Damn.
Damn.
Escobar's batting third. Walker, he's DHing. He got hit by two pitches the other day in the Marlins game. Yeah. He was not excited about it. So, Hap, if you want to get under his skin, hit him on the left forearm. That's where he likes it. Old friend Adam Jones in left field. He was having a good season. I haven't checked in on him in a while. I think he still may be. Is that old Mets friend Wilmer Flores at second base?
Yes.
That's exciting. Ahmed at first base. Tomas?
Nope.
Ahmed's not. Oh, Ahmed playing somewhere. Tomas playing somewhere. And Kelly playing somewhere. Clark on the bump.
You nailed it. And I take responsibility for this because you asked me to double check and I saw the right names. I didn't look at the positions.
Yeah.
Marte, Peralta in the outfield, Escobar at third, Walker at first, Adam Jones in the outfield, Flores and Ahmed up the middle. Ahmed's pretty good defensive shortstop. Yasmani Tomas is your DH and Kelly behind the plate. So,
okay, Jake's just the best ever, knows everything.
I'm just a savant, I guess.
Okay. In the last seven games, this is who's hot, Jake. Who's hot?
Who's hot?
Carson Kelly's. Not really.
He's having a good year. Carson.
In his last four games, he's got four hits, and two of them are home runs. So that's good.
On the year, Jim, he's got an 899 OPS, bro.
Oh, wow. One away from being a .9.
From .9.
That's my goal for the whole season. Don't let Kelly walk away with a .9 OPS.
Ooh.
Wow. Sometimes you got to set goals for the series super high. And, you know, I just found mine. Carson Kelly, fucking coming for you. No way we let him get that .9 OPS heading into wherever they're going next. Anyway, if the Yankees are distracted, or not if Yankee fans, you and I, Jake, are distracted by the trade deadline and who we might be buying, you got to think this Diamondbacks team is a little bit like, well, you just said you're going to trade everyone away, so like, what do we care? Let's go hit the town, New York City. Go meet some pretty-looking ladies and men and make out all night.
Jim, you would think that. That's everyone's natural reaction when you think of the Diamondbacks. I get that.
Uh-huh.
Jim, what we don't know is, I mean, the Mets, and, well, we don't have to do a Mets thing right now. I mean, the Mets traded for Stroman. They're six games out of the wild card. Arizona is technically 3.5 games out of the wild card. So we are assuming that they're selling because they have a couple pieces that would interest teams. Gerard Dyson, Adam Jones, obviously Robbie Ray has been a popular conversation, Archie Bradley. So Andrew Chafin, super similar to our friend's name, always makes me laugh. I mean, the D-backs have a lot of pieces that people would want. I mean, they haven't, you know, kind of flown the flag yet that they're doing it, but everyone expects them to. And it's definitely a conversation in their clubhouse right now.
Big time conversation.
There's four guys on the Diamondbacks that are pretty confident that they won't be there in 3 days.
Yeah. Yep. Is Clark one of them?
No. Clarky is not. Well, he might not be on the Diamondbacks for different reasons, if I remember his stats properly. He is 12 games this year, a 6.10 ERA in 51.2 innings. He has given up 13 home runs in those 51 innings. He's given up basically 2.5 home runs per nine, and he's not a big strikeout guy. Jim, in theory, Taylor Clarke should be a pretty good matchup for the Skanks.
Yo, Jake, this is tough because it's a visual podcast, or some people are just listening.
Right.
I'm looking at, like, Taylor Clark's face right now.
Right.
And it's, like, crooked.
Okay.
Can you Google some things?
He kind of looks like... this is even worse.
Okay, here. I put it on the screen for the YouTube people.
Get out of there. Sorry, Taylor, but your face is crooked. I don't know what to say.
Clarkey.
Okay.
In theory, a good matchup for the Yanks. But again, on talking Diamondbacks, what would they be telling you about Jay Happ right now?
That he sucks. Yeah. Jay Happ, I mean, really, Jay Happ, if they look at just his career or his season ERA, it's not good. His last game versus the Twins, 3.16 earned runs. Before that, he had 3 5-inning, 2 or less. So we like that. Then a stinker. Then a 5-2. So honestly, if he gives us a 5-2, Jake, with the off day yesterday, I'm like happy about it, right?
Yeah.
And that's what sucks is that's what we're requesting. That's not what we wanted to be requesting from Happ.
No, I mean, definitely not. And that Minnesota start is obviously going to skew things. And I don't know. I'd say the good thing is, I mean, the Yankees, and, you know, I'm not giving a ton of credit towards Happ, but the Yankees are still winning a lot of Happ starts. So that's good. And again, winning that last game in Boston, hopefully that can get some momentum going for the team and for the starting pitching, because I know that's a big thing you're into. Pass the baton.
Pass the baton. Pass the baton. Get it going. Have a good start. Domingo did it yesterday. Happ, if you can do it, imagine if Happ gave us a good effort. It'd be such a mood lifter. Offense is going to need to bring it, and I like their chances versus Taylor Clark. Happ did face the Diamondbacks when we were in town, and he went 5 innings pitched, 2 earned runs. Back then, we did. The Diamondbacks did win that start. There's no way Taylor Clark has faced anyone on the Yankees roster, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
And if Happ has faced anyone over there, it's probably a couple seasons ago, or it's probably Adam Jones.
I could see Clark. I could see Clark and Talkman having some at bats in the minor leagues.
Oh wow! Okay, I like that.
Yeah,
so I know Talkman's deep tonight.
So Talkman's talking to everyone on the team.
Oh yeah, dude! I faced this guy in Tacoma once.
Know what it is? This guy's two seamer. It moves a little on you. It moves a little.
Yeah.
Like every two seamer, Mike.
No. This guy's two seamer. No. He'll pound you in. He'll pound you in, and he goes down and away with the soft stuff. Talk to me. How many at bats did you have against him? Oh, one. It was back in 2015.
I had one. Hit back in
A ball. Talkie, you don't think maybe he changed up his game? No, dude, he fucking pounds you in, He goes,
I know this guy.
Yeah, I know this guy. I faced him before in Tacoma.
He likes to throw the hard stuff high, and then he kind of likes to go low and away with the off-speed stuff. Yep.
You mean most every pitcher? Yeah. No. Trust me. Glaber, did you hear? I seen this guy in A-ball once. Okay.
Someone's lied to Mike Talkman on the team and told them they don't speak any English.
Chapman.
Yeah.
How many guys on the team do you think Chapman hasn't spoken to? Because I think it's more than 5.
Yeah, I mean, we could run down a list. It ends up getting a weird conversation, so let's not.
All right,
I've got a good one to watch for, Jim.
Adam Jones has 2 home runs versus Happ in his career.
Okay. Adds up. Couple AL East guys, yeah.
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 What you want to watch for?
Jim, I've got a good one. I'm talking months. First good what to watch for. I've been excited about. Jim, I'm just going friendly confines, man. The Yankees went to Minnesota, and that was what it was out there. That was insane. Looked like we were playing on the moon. Then we go to Fenway. All the Red Sox are putting it over the monster. Was Higgy the only one to go over the monster? Anyways.
Romine.
Romine went over the earth. That almost doesn't count. But Jim, there was balls hit by Voit, Didi, Judge, and I think I'm missing one or two others that would have been out at Yankee Stadium and far out that weren't at Fenway. I think they got that last win. I think they are back at the friendly confines, and you're going to see some short porch ball. The boys are going to be swinging it. They're not scared of Clark at all. He's not a strikeout guy. He's got a 6 ERA. He gives up the gopher ball. Friendly confines today. We're having a good time.
I like that. Yanks are going to take advantage of what they can take advantage of.
They're happy to see that short porch back. Judgy flips one up there. Voider flips one up there. Didi stays hot. Talkman goes yard because he's seen this guy before. And maybe Edwin. Five homers today.
That's all?
That's it?
Gio's been hitting the crap out of the ball.
Yeah, he's just going to have three triples.
Oh, wow. Okay. Be careful with that groin, Gio.
Yeah.
All right, I like that.
Okay. What's your what to watch for?
Like a distraction game? Like, I can see, like, it's not... My what to watch for is trades that will be made during the game. My mind's elsewhere. Okay? So okay. Just watch out. While you're watching the game, be on the lookout for some trades.
Wow.
Is that okay with you? No, it's Talkman.
Seen him.
Lost my mind. That all? Pitching path to victory?
Everybody.
Everybody should be able to go, right?
Everybody. Except Domingo.
It crossed my mind that I lost my mind. I guess I should check back in sometime. Trade talks.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. Like a real what to watch for, if you want to be real, Jake, because I know you like being real, is I'd like to see Judge and Voit look better. It goes to the friendly confines.
Yeah.
Like not strikeout looking, not... They keep the both of those guys are in this routine of the umps call bad pitches on them, so they kind of like... somewhat are taking pitches and then throwing their hand up at the universe like, see, another one. And I'd rather them get proactive about it and just start swinging, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah. I don't know. Friendly confines.
I liked your what to watch for. It was good.
Thanks. First good one in a while. Maybe since April 30th.
I like your hat too, because I purchased it and I gave it to you.
Thanks, dog. Hate this hat.
Why?
Don't worry about it. Let's move on to the Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft. Hey, Homer Draft. The Homer Draft.
Wow, nice. We tied last series. Didi saved you.
Didi saved me and shaved me. He almost had two homers.
Maben almost had one, too.
And Maben hit one 420.
But Gio hit one to the same spot Maben did, so it would have been tied anyway.
Yeah, well, your butt smells like butt.
Well, whoa. I'm up. Did you see what I did? I put who goes first in the Homer draft. It's smart, so we don't have to spend a minute talking about it every time.
That is pretty smart. I don't like it, but that is pretty smart.
So I'm up first, all right?
Okay.
And it's only a two-game set, so you don't really need to worry. We're all going to get our guys.
Two-gamer.
I am taking Judge with my first pick.
It's a good pick, Jim.
1-for-19, friendly confines, back at the stadium. Thinks Judge makes a splash.
It's a great pick, kid. I'm going Voit and Didi.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
Voit and Didi. All right, and my other one is Hicks, so I'm taking both Aarons.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. Eat shit.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, nice. Thanks. Thanks, man.
Nice, bruh.
Thanks, man. Over under. What do you think it is?
Over under is 11.5, and I'm taking the over.
Is it 11.5?
No, that's my guess, though.
Yeah, man. I think that's a good guess. I'll guess 11, just to go a little less than you.
I think you wanted to say 12.
No, I didn't.
Felt like you want to say 12.
Next time you act like you're inside my head, I'll put you there.
11.5.
That's what it is?
Yep.
Good job by you. Wow, what a pregame show by Jake, everyone. Everyone tweet at Jake, say, wow, I needed Jake, it. What a good what to watch for. What a good guess on the over-under. What a nice hat. You know what it is? You went to the dentist today. You're coming out here with fresh teeth.
Best dentist trip I've ever had in my life. Unbelievable.
Yeah?
Dentists should do that more often.
What they do?
Instead of the two prank show dentist trips I've been on my last two visits, they just clean my teeth and were friendly, and then I was out the door. Yeah. Oh, and dude, know what you'd love?
Yeah?
Dude, have you ever done the paraffin wax thing?
Paraffin wax thing? No, never done that.
I think it's paraffin. I don't know the words, to be honest. But basically, they have an option. I think it's just kind of towards this place, but they could do it anywhere. But you dip your hands in wax, and then they cover them with, like, oven mitts. I'm not bullshitting you. Swear on my life.
Why would they do this at the dentist?
Because it's, like, a relaxing, nice thing. And, like, you don't use your hands at the dentist. So at the end, after they do your dentist stuff, they, like, peel off your hands. It's, like, almost exfoliating for your hands. It's pretty nice.
What?
Yeah.
Paraffin hand wax treatment. Wow, dude. That looks cool.
Pretty nice.
That's cool. Yeah, that is cool.
It feels like one of the easiest, most basic, like, spa steps. Like, the first ever spa, that was their only thing. But I've never been to a real spa. So that's, like, cloud nine for me.
That's cool. You dip your face in?
I didn't. I tried.
Yeah. All right. Okay, wait. So the over-under is 11.5. You're taking – I'm going to take the over as well.
So far over.
And the over hit in the last game of the Yankees game, so we both got that correct. So, guys, the Yankees are on a crazy over streak, right? No, you chose the under in the last game.
I took the under.
Oh, that was dumb of you.
That was really dumb.
That was so dumb. They're on such a crazy over streak. Listen, over, 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 over. The last 8 games have gone over for the Yankees.
Yeah.
Wow, the last 8 games. Some would say it's because their pitching has been Jake bad.
Wow.
Hey, you tweeted out today your, like, guesses on...
right.
On, oh, I shouldn't say this. Fuck. You tweeted out your guesses on trade stuff.
Sure.
And then you tagged, "That's a bad Jake."
Yeah.
Something like that. And I was going to go lock up that handle.
I locked up a handle.
What'd you lock up?
So freezing cold Jakes is too many letters.
wait. Yeah, freezing cold. Freezing cold Jakes. I was gonna go just get that so we can have it.
Yeah. So freezing cold Jakes was locked up. God, they're doing that whole CAPTCHA verifying if I'm a robot or not.
I've been wondering.
Anyways, I think I ended up making it at Old Jake Exposed, because Old Jake's Exposed was too many letters. So, yeah.
So we both were going to lock it up.
And when I'm old, I can post nude pictures of myself on there. Win-win.
That's great. Congrats. Yeah. Congrats. Oh, I'm not going to be on HBO tonight. Just update.
Damn it.
They called. They said my interview got cut, but wow. The account and the store will still make it or something like that.
Cool. Okay.
I actually didn't really, I was kind of dreading it airing, to be honest. I thought they were going to make me look like an idiot.
Well, that's maybe talk to your mirror about that.
Yeah. No, it just felt like they were going to make me look like this. Like what? 2010 people thought bloggers looked like, or 2005 right. People, because HBO's out of touch. This guy,
shots fired.
That's what I thought they were gonna make. Luke was like, "Are you excited?" And I was like, "No, I'm not. I think they're gonna paint me in a bad light." So they called and said I got cut, and I was like, "Cool, I like that."
Cool.
All right, let's go to the chat. We had some questions. Molly is in the chat, and she says, "First time in the pregame show, it's really throwing me off. You guys talk so slow. I'm used to the 2x speed on the pod." How you like that, wow. Molly? Yeah. You listen 2x speed? I listen to 1.5 on pod. I listen to all my podcast apps 1.5. Molly, you listen to me on 2x speed? I feel like that's got to be hard sometimes. Anyway, she also says, "Paraffin wax is amazing."
Thank you, Molly.
I want to try it really bad.
It's okay. I mean, it's not like just go out of your way to start doing, but it's just a nice perk.
I'm never like my hands are never free. I'm a very hands. Like right now, I've had a pen in my hand this entire pregame show, and I'm just twirling it around and opening the cap. And put, like, I'm very hand fidgety. Fidget right. spinners were made for me.
Well, what do you do when you're at the dentist?
Yeah, like that would be nice. It would be something to do with my hands. Yeah. Because usually I just crack this thumb. That's like.
Right. Well, it's not something to do with your hands. It kind of constricts your hands. It ends your hands. Yeah. So maybe it'd be your nightmare.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to think. Would it be cool or a nightmare? I went to the beach with Katie today, and then I just lay down on the beach, and we were trying. I didn't have my phone on me. I was trying to just like be, you know?
Yeah.
I made it 10 minutes, and I go, all right, how long has it been? And she was like, 10 minutes. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was just alone with my thoughts. It felt, I could have sworn it was 30 minutes. It's crazy.
Telling us, sister. Anything from the chat?
Yeah. Jamie Rico says the burns on 2x speed is magic.
Yeah.
Okay. Chris says, how do you guys get this view on live stream, side-by-side video with your graphics around? Is it just through Hangouts? Now, Hangouts is going away, in same as the trade deadline, August 1st. So we pivoted to a program called Wirecast, which is super expensive, but kind of professional looking. DJ said he tried to talk his way into the lineup today, but Boone didn't bite, and he's probably be good tomorrow. And that about ends it, Jake. Are you expecting a trade today, like during the game, like when they traded for Todd Frazier and D-Rob? That was during a game.
Maybe. Like I'm kind of in the same. Well, I don't know what your answer is going to be, but no, I know the trade's coming. I don't know if it's in game, after the game, middle of the night, tomorrow morning, right at the deadline.
My thing is, there will be trades. Whether we're happy or sad, there's going to be trades, right?
Yep.
And for you and I, we're kind of on call. And like our window of on call, it's going to get to a point where you and I are just like, let's just sit by the computer. Because it's coming.
What we do anyways, so.
Oh, I went to the beach today.
Pretty nice.
I mean, if there's nothing tonight, we wake up tomorrow morning and there's still nothing. Tomorrow's just literally, let's just sit by the computer and go live because there's going to be something. All right. That's the pregame show. Go Yanks. Don't go the Diamondbacks. And Carson Kelly, you're not leaving here with a 9 OPS in your face. In your entire face. See ya. Jake, say your last words.
Goodbye.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.